What's up, guys?
Welcome back to the podcast that hasn't been around for a million years. What podcast? The TLG podcast, yep. Starring...
Overlord, which is me, and on this side of the microphone.
Who am I again?
You are the Gamer Skits.
That's me. That's kind of my name sometimes on the internet. So we haven't done a podcast. I was going to say stream, as usual.
Yes.
For a long time. Why is that? Because we're fucking lazy.
Actually, there is a very secretive podcast that we shall never release ever.
Ah, yeah, unless we haven't released a podcast in like 2 years, in which case we'll release it and we'll be talking about all this 2015 stuff and you guys will be like, what?
Exactly. Anyway, to start off this excellent podcast of excellentness,
yes,
which we are totally not recording at 11:30 at night.
No, that would be irresponsible and silly of us.
Exactly.
We're mature.
But there is a reason as to why we are recording this at 11:30 at night.
Because it took us fucking an hour and a half to set up the microphone.
Well, that. But before that, where were we?
Well, at the time of recording, you might have heard of this movie. It came out yesterday at the time of recording. It's called...
In our continent.
It's called...
Isn't it like Death Swimming or something like that?
Yeah,
No. No. Pool.
Lifeless Puddle?
Yeah, some... Deadpool, that's
Deadpool!
Ah,
right.
There we go.
Ah, I heard
Deadpool.
That was meant to be pretty good.
Apparently it was pretty good. And then we went to watch it. And it turns out that it
More
was...
More on that later.
After this ad break. Turns out it was actually somewhat alright.
I thought we were going to do an ad break. I thought we were going to have a get ready for the latest home band, The Buddhists of Death.
That was a great video.
That's a 2014 video of yours, I believe.
I believe it was. Oh, that was a long time ago.
Classic times. Anyway, back on topic. We're good at not doing that.
Yes, anyway, Deadpool. It was definitely a comedy.
Yeah.
Superhero comedy. I would give it about a 3 out of 10 for story. But it's fucking Deadpool, so who needs story?
It was so funny. The whole audience was just laughing through the whole movie. I kind of wanted them to shut up so I could hear the movie more, because the movie wasn't very loud. But that's besides the point. The movie was funny.
As was the guy who's sitting next to you in the movie theater.
Oh, yeah, this great guy who I'm sure he's a lovely fellow.
Exactly.
He's got a very...
Loud voice.
He likes to use it.
Yes.
He's good at laughing. He's got a great laugh. It sounds a bit like the Joker, actually. And I'm trying to figure out whether he was actually laughing through the movie or if he had actually recorded like one laugh and was just playing it on a loop for the entire fucking movie. Because he was just like, ha 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 ha, through the whole thing and just commenting. He's like, somebody gets punched. He's like, ha, that's awesome. And I'm like, I know. That was fun.
And even better, when the Stanley... I almost said Stanley Parable.
When the Stanley Parable showed up...
I actually just meant nothing. Stan Lee. When his cameo came in, which was actually pretty awesome, I leaned over to Mr. Skits over here.
Who?
You. I leaned over and went like, that was actually pretty cool. And the guy next to you, what did he say?
He's like, oh, I know, right? They're not going to top that one.
We literally just had a conversation of two things, but...
You were both just yelling, while everybody's laughing.
I mean, I made one comment, so... One comment.
True, but... So I think he said something, then you said something, then he said something again, all amidst a bunch of people laughing, and I couldn't hear the next, like, three lines of the movie, because there's these people sitting on either side of me, just laughing and talking. I was like, please. Anyway... Interesting thing happened right before the movie started. A little mishap of yours.
I do not... What are you on about?
Feeling thirsty?
Ah, yes, of course. The point where I wet myself.
All right, so basically, I'll start off the story and you can fill us in on what
I didn't see.
We were sitting in an aisle. Fairly packed cinema, because, I mean, the movie came out yesterday, so a lot of people were in there. A lady came and sat down next to me and she said, could you please move along a bit so that we can fit in all our people? So we went, right, because we're upstanding citizens.
Exactly.
The future of this nation. So we were like, of course, young lady, we will move to the seats to our left. So I stand up, continue.
What I did was, you know the cup holders in the seats?
Yes.
My cup was on the right cup holder, so I take it, move it to the left one, and then get up, go to slide over, and as I'm sliding over, my butt manages to knock over my drink all over my seat, and then somehow the little plastic lid held the liquid in, and then, because it was dark in the cinema at the time, I sit down on top of the drink. Drink just goes everywhere, and I'm just like, are you kidding me?
Literally, his seat was soaked. You told me to, like, put my hand on it. It was just, like, I needed a towel. It was so funny. So then we ended up having to move along further down the area, because Simi was like...
I would have been sitting next to Loud Guy, except we had to move over, so you had to sit next to him.
You, like, leaned over to me, as like, just as the movie's, like, opening thing, the opening credits started popping up, you're like, can we please move? I do not want to sit in this seat for 2 hours. So I was like, okay, let's go move me and sit next to fucking Loud Guy. So that happened.
That was pretty great. And then throughout,
nice.
I was just sitting there going, I could really go for a nice cold Coca-Cola right now.
A nice beverage to
wash down the saltiness of the popcorn. But I, of course, did not have one, so...
Yeah, I was enjoying mine. It was pretty good. It was delicious.
Talking about movies and movie nights...
So you're going to talk about drinking things. I was like, anyway.
Movies and movie nights. What about the last movie that we went to?
Oh, well, that was very special for the both of us.
How
long ago would that have been?
A million years.
Oh. 3 months?
Something like that. It was great. So what happened was, there's a cinema.
Hoyt's
cinema.
Never mind, like, hiding it. Hoyt's did it. Hoyt's.
Yes, Hoyt's Cinema.
Not sponsored.
Who is located not close to us, so we have, like, a local cinema,
yeah.
But this is, like, far away, like,
an hour
drive.
Yeah.
So, they had a special movie there for, like, a week.
Yeah, they did, like, 5 showings of it or something.
It was definitely not a new movie.
No. It was...
It was made in 1998.
It was
but
17
released,
years old.
1998
Wait.
Was made, but in 1999, the English version was
so
made.
16 years.
So, 16-year-old movie. Mm. And if you already know which movie I'm talking about, good for you.
Yeah, you're a genius.
Because it was, in fact, the first Pokemon movie.
Yeah, something that was very... strong in our childhoods because we watched it over and over. In fact, Simi, if you'd looked like behind you right now, you'd see under that desk, Pokemon the first movie on the far left on VHS.
Yes, he's not lying. It does in fact exist.
And I've watched that very many times, but of course, you and I were little sperms swimming around in a pool back when that movie...
I wasn't.
Shut the fuck up!
I was a little baby.
Well, were you actually alive at the point of that movie coming out?
I was.
So you were...
I was actually out.
You were popped out. You were...
I was breathing the air.
Yeah.
Anyway, that movie was... I cried. Like...
We both fucking cried. That's the sad thing.
Like, two, like, actual technically grown-up people...
Yeah, except
going to watch
immature.
A kid's movie and just fucking crying... for like a solid 20 minutes after it.
It was like, it was funny at the same time though, because we were laughing at the fact we were crying. We're just like looking at each other, we're like, no, shit.
Like, we were desperately trying to like be the manly one and just be like, nope, as tears like fall down our faces.
It's anybody who's seen the movie as a young person, if they watched it more recently, they would probably not care.
Yes.
But anybody who grew up and watched that movie would know what we're talking about. It's just...
It is the most sad movie.
Yeah.
Of my childhood.
Just...
But before we went to that movie, we had a very socially awkward encounter.
Oh, you're going to bring this up now? You're going to do this now?
I am going to do this now.
This is insult. Why were you even there? Oh, because we went straight after.
Yes.
I thought they were months away. Anyway, I do a bit of soccering. I kick balls.
Exactly, that is what he does. He's like Deadpool.
That's what I do.
He's like Deadpool, except different balls. So what happened was... Actually, you should explain what happened, because it was your thing.
So, my soccer team was awesome enough to not win a single game all season. So, in celebration of that, we of course had a little party where we went to one of those jumpingy places. What do I call them?
It was like an entire shed filled with trampolines.
Yeah, like it's a trampoline place, and they've got like foam.
I think it's called a trampoline park or whatever it is.
Yeah, either way, we went to one of those for a party and had like pizza stuff and everything. So anyway, me and Simmy, after... I had to go there and go to Sydney.
Sydney?
We didn't go to Sydney. It's not quite that far. Anyway, we went to where we went, and I was like, hey, well, let's go see this movie after we go to the trampoline park.
Well, the movie was planned for like a week in advance.
Yeah, and then parents were like, you have to go. So what ended up happening was Simmy came with me, and so we were like, well, we are now at a trampoline park with a bunch of people you don't know. And
so I pretty much spent 2 hours jumping in a trampoline park with one friend who is trying to be socially awkward with everyone else.
Because I'm still awkward with them anyway, even though I do know them.
And I was there, like, trying to be socially awkward with a socially awkward guy who's socially awkward with everyone else. So essentially, it ended up being very socially awkward. And the best part was, after that, we were all sweaty because of the trampoline park. And then we had to go watch this movie.
Yeah.
So we were just like two sweaty men.
Two sweaty men socializing with other young men.
In a darkened room.
Oh, it was fairly well lit. Come on. It's like more of a gay bar than shady alleyway.
Fine.
Anyway. I'm sure you thought it was worth it. We went and saw childhood movie.
It was at the movies for the first time. Most definitely worth it for the movie, but the socially awkwardness was not to my liking.
Was not to your exact tastes.
Correct.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Anyway, I do not have a segue from this to the next one. So
well, here we go. Let me just look through our list of things. Yes.
It's actually on paper. Can you hear that?
Yeah, you hear that? That's pretty good.
Professionalism.
I know, right? Normally it's just on the computer, which is probably more professional. What? Anyway. So, that...
Talking about professionalism.
Oh, I had a good segue.
Talking about professionalism.
God damn you.
What about your super professional setup that you now have?
Mine was way better.
Fine, you do your segue.
All right, let's talk about my setup. Actually, it's better to talk about it now instead of later, but my segue was good. Do you want me to just do my segue
just
anyway?
Do your segue.
Speaking of that event, that happened in 2015. We should talk about stuff that happened in 2015, like movies and stuff. Anyway, let's not talk about that anymore because you've changed the segue.
Alright, so anyway, what happened last year that you spend like all your money on?
Oh, it wasn't all my money. It was only like 150% of my money.
All right.
Because I owed my parents for ages. Well, any of you that know me personally or have watched a single video of mine ever would know that I'm sorry. It's hard for me to talk about this.
It's okay. We all know this. We are sorry, but you have ascended past this.
I'm with friends. I can finally speak comfortably. But I used to play games on a...
On a Mac.
A Mac. Not a MacBook. What's it called? I've already expelled it from my memory. It's a big Mac.
Isn't it like
an
iMac or something like
an
that?
An iMac. A 27-inch iMac. Boom. I used to play games on that, record them at like 5 frames a second, and upload them for your viewing pleasure. And
pleasure
anyway,
is in inverted commas.
Pleasure. Yeah, see, I'm doing the thing with my fingers right now. You can see it, right, guys?
Good. Yes.
So, I bought a PC, finally. I saved for many years, as did you when you first got yours.
Exactly.
And we've both shared the wonderful experience now that is...
that is building a PC.
Because? Who built it?
I, in fact, came over for an entire, like, 2 days and built his PC.
And then proceeded to install all the software on it because I couldn't be bothered.
You better be thankful.
Yeah,
it took, like, imagine about, let's just say 4 hours to build his PC. That's a bit of an exaggeration.
Yeah.
It took about 12 to install all the software.
Now, let's look at the real reason why. Because you fucked up the installation of Windows 10 three times. And we had to re-download it with my bad Australian internet every single time. And how many gigs was it? It was
3 gigabytes.
3 gigabytes, which is like 6 years on my internet. So that was
that I actually forgot about that bit. But
yeah,
that,
before you go talking shit about how long it took to install software, if you do it right in the first place, no troubles.
Granted, but still installing drivers and that, it was absolutely horrible because it took forever to download anything.
I just remembered, I went to work while you were doing it.
Exactly. You left me in a house with, like, you're gone, so I'm alone in a house.
With my mom.
With your mom. And I'm just there, sitting on a PC, just, like, watching a loading bar for, like, 3 hours.
Oh.
It was pleasant.
You telling me you didn't enjoy it.
It was great.
So, like, we were already annoyed the first time it messed up. We were definitely annoyed the second time it messed up. So we were like, hey, let's go watch a movie while it installs for the third time. Then you were like, hey, I have to go home. So you just left, and then you had to Skype me, and I had to share my screen so that you could teach me how to, like,
share your screen. You mean take a video on Skype, like, with your phone?
Oh, beautiful. I did my tour around the house. I went walking around my house Skyping you on my phone. Yeah, because my PC didn't work yet, so I couldn't Skype you on the PC. Good times, right?
It is a good PC, though.
It's a beautiful PC. Except for one hindering problem with it.
You are willing to talk about
the
this.
The shitty graphics cards that I shouldn't have bought. I mean, granted, they're not terrible.
Mm?
They're pretty good cards, but they're not up to my standards. And my standards are ridiculously high, so hence why the computer costs so much. Because I bought a bunch of really good, expensive parts. And then average at best cards, which just drag down all the other parts.
Would you like to explain how you got said cards? Because I helped you pick all the rest of the components.
And you advised against it, I know. Look at you, the grand wizard.
And then you had already apparently selected the cards, and I was like, alright, fine.
Well, here's the thing, I didn't even get the cards that I'd actually selected. I got a different brand's version of those cards, and I'm not sure if they're even the same thing. But anyway, that's a pretty simple story.
Anyway, he has two 280Xs?
They're XFX R9 280X graphics cards.
Two of them in Crossfire.
Yep. A lot of games, I've realized now, don't support Crossfire.
Well, most games do support Crossfire. It's just when they're just released, they sometimes need to patch it in later.
So it's like every game that I bought my PC to play doesn't have Crossfire. I'm looking at you, Fallout, and Just Cause 3.
But anyway, other than that, it is a fairly capable PC. But what did you get with that PC?
You talking about
what we're using right now?
Ah, right. So, along with the PC setup, I obviously need to get new things. So we started off with my first couple of videos. I think it was my first one, Fallout, I believe it was, Fallout 4. We're going to talk a bit about Fallout 4 later and that video. Anyway, so I was using my headset, which I've had in all of my videos, but I've always used the built-in... Okay, so the power just went out.
So this is officially now the spooky podcast.
The power actually went out. The power cut out from the house.
Oh, power's back.
It just turned back on. Thankfully, we're plugged into a laptop and not my PC. I can't believe that just happened. What was I even saying?
That was great.
Yeah, so I was using my headset's microphone, which isn't too bad, but it gets a lot of background noise from the PC.
Yes.
Because my PC's bloody loud because we installed like 5,000 fans in it, which I'm not complaining about.
At least your PC runs cool.
So I didn't have the money to pay for the rest of getting an actual outside of my PC setup, external components. But over the Christmas holidays we just had, I got on the road to doing that. So I bought a phase cam, which is yet to show up in
a
videos. A phase cam, as you always called it.
Yes.
Not sponsored, once again. A microphone, which...
we are using right now.
Pretty damn good one. I do say so myself. Don't know. Oh, dead.
All headphone users just died.
So yeah, we have a cool new microphone sitting here, which means we can actually do professional stuff.
It's pretty professional.
We can do this.
God damn it, what have you done?
I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Oh, and?
And?
Hasn't arrived yet, but I bought a... How much money? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about.
It's $360, I think. Gaming chair, which I bought a month ago, still hasn't arrived because it's getting sent from Japan. Australian company, but it still imports it from Japan. That's cool. But yeah, so I have a gaming chair as well, which is going to make my face cam videos look cool. Because I'll have a snazzy chair. It'll be comfy. So yeah. We got a PC.
Speaking about what'll make things cool, what's going to be from now on in the background of your face cam videos?
Ah, of course. So it was my birthday like...
couple weeks ago.
A month? Oh, what's today's date? It's the... I don't need to say it. It'll be a month in 2 days.
All right.
Be exactly a month in 2 days. So, Simi didn't get to see me at all.
Because, like, I had the busiest holidays ever, which is why there was no videos. Yeah. But carry on.
So, he rocked up at my school. If you don't know that, we go to different schools these days.
Back in the day.
Back in the day. Anyway, so he shows up. He's like, hey, I got you a present. He's got this big long tube, and I'm like, oh god, he's going to rape me. It's covered in little sticker star things. No.
Ribbons.
Little ribbony bow things. Because apparently it was cheaper to get lots of small ones instead of one big one. So it's just covered in these things that were dropping everywhere. And so I couldn't check it till I got home. And so I pull out this poster. I start unraveling it. I'm like, oh, it's The Walking Dead. Oh, hang on. And I unravel it a bit, and I'm like, wait, is it just a photo of the prison from The Walking Dead? Because I'm thinking it's just a regular-sized poster. And I unravel it some more, I'm like, oh, okay, it's still cool. And I unravel it more, and I see Rick Grimes, the main character's gun. And I see how big it is, and I know what this image is, and I'm like, holy shit, this is a fucking big poster. So basically, it's a poster that fits pretty much almost an entire wall of my room. And that's going to be in the background of my videos once it gets put up. It's currently behind Simi, sitting in its role still.
Right there, I can see it.
I'm sorry. Please forgive. So that's cool. So thank you very much. You've now had an official thank you on the internet.
That's great. Thank you.
Awesome.
You are welcome. You are in fact welcome. I had a nice segue. Ah, yes. The segue is The Walking Dead is a good TV series. Or so you say. But... you know what else was pretty good in 2015?
The stuff we're about to talk about?
Exactly.
Wow. So, 2015 was a year that happened.
It definitely did happen. The light's still flickering.
Yeah, that's just my light, though. I can't believe the power went out. It's just professionalism at its finest.
We can't do anything if the power goes out, but oh well, we're on a laptop, so we're somewhat good.
Yeah, that was your idea. Good job.
Anyway, yes.
So, what we had planned to talk about was favorite everything 2015, Simi has written down.
Exactly.
Basically, we're going to do an of the year section.
Yes.
So, movie of the year, TV show of the year, game of the year.
Let's start with TV, because that was a segue.
Yep. You don't watch TV.
I did not watch barely any TV. So,
well, as was mentioned in the podcast that will never go up ever, I got Netflix since the last podcast, and I've been watching the shit out of many TV shows, so I got a bunch of cool stuff.
Right on.
My favorite show of the year, that's biased, because I just love The Walking Dead, and The Walking Dead had its best season yet. So Walking Dead was my favorite season of a show, but if I'm going to pick a new show that came out in 2015, I'd probably say Daredevil by Marvel.
Right.
Because it's awesome. If you haven't seen it, because you like Simi and you don't have Netflix, you should watch it. That seems
like a good idea. Yeah. But now, because I don't have anything about TV.
Yeah, we're going to move on.
Because I think the only thing that I watched in TV was Doctor Who, so that's
the only thing I didn't want to watch.
So there you go. So now, from TV, we can segue straight into movies.
Movies!
What was your favorite movie? Actually, I should go
you
first.
You should go first. It's your turn.
Well, I, in fact, could not decide on my favorite movies of the year.
Have you picked multiple ones?
I have picked multiple ones.
You cheaterino.
It is an equal first.
Oh, that's...
Between...
Ooh.
Kung Fury, Mad Max, and Jurassic Park. All three were, in fact, my favorite movie of 2015.
Wow, you watched Jurassic Park for the first
time. Not Jurassic Park. I meant to say Jurassic World.
Nice. Man, 2015 was a very good year for movies.
It was. It was also a very good year for games.
Yes.
But we shall get into that later.
We'll get into that later. Unless we're talking about two specific movies known as Fantastic Four and Hitman, but we won't talk about those. You and I haven't even watched those, and I don't really want to. I'm sorry.
We don't talk about such things. Anyway, carry on with your favorite movies of 2015. The year that is not now.
Yes.
Last year.
Yes.
That one.
Yes, I am familiar with that year. Movies. All right, so I had a lot of movies that I really enjoyed last year. Kung Fury, obviously, was one of them. You can thank me for showing you that.
Yes, yes.
And I can thank old Spanky Wanky Isaac for telling me to watch it because he said it was shit.
It was
everybody great. Go send him hate mail. It's a fucking awesome movie.
It was great.
Then, of course, Jurassic World was awesome. What are you doing?
I accidentally touched the paper.
not my favorite movie, but it was very good. Mm-hmm. I thoroughly enjoyed it. If I was going to pick out of my favorites, my list would be Mad Max.
Mm-hmm.
Star Wars Episode 7, which you haven't even seen, you pathetic human.
I had a very busy summer holidays.
Disgusting.
Or winter holidays.
I saw
if
it
you're in
twice.
Summer.
I watched it for me and for you.
And actually, speaking...
No, 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 no.
Speaking,
we don't need to talk about that. We don't need to talk about that.
Speaking about Star Wars, I was meant to go watch that on, like, the day that it came out.
You wanted to go see the midnight release with me.
And so you put some sense in my brain, and I didn't go watch it the day that it... Or the night that it came out, midnight release. Instead, I was going to go watch it on the day, the next day, the very first thing that I could go watch it.
I was busy.
So what happened was... We'd planned it out for, like, a week.
No, we hadn't. I said that I wasn't able to do it. You fucking lie.
It was literally a week, and then I was nagging him, can you go, can you go, can you go?
I kept saying, I don't know.
And then, like, 3 hours before the movie, I'm like, seriously, can you fucking go? And no. Then you just said no.
I was like, I'm gonna go see it tomorrow night anyway.
And then I was there like, what? And then I didn't end up seeing it. So
bad luck, because that was an awesome movie. And so what do we got? Mad Max, Star Wars, and The Revenant, which I watched this year actually, but I'm pretty sure it came out last year. Anyway, Revenant wins. Mad Max was always going to be my winner until this year when I saw The Revenant, because Leonardo DiCaprio needs to win a goddamn Oscar for that movie, and if he doesn't, then I'm going to kill the closest person to me.
All right. Well, let's just make sure that Spider-Man is well prepared for that.
There's a Spider-Man on the floor, just so you know. Actually, there's multiple. There's one over there.
There's way too many.
Yeah. Leave my Spider-Man collection alone, thank you very much. You're getting way out of line here.
Fine.
So, The Revenant wins.
All right. But then, after movies, there's games, of course. We are, in fact, gamers.
We are?
Yeah, I think we are.
Well, I mean...
I think we're lost as well.
Your channel recently doesn't really support that claim. Oh, shit! I'm making fun of him because he hasn't uploaded anything in ages. Anyway, games that we played. You didn't play any games this last year. The only, like, 2015 release you played was a
GTA
re-release 5. Of a 2013 game on a different device.
I think the only game that was technically released in 2015 that I played.
Like, that's worth acknowledging. Yeah, that, you played indie games and stuff.
Was GTA 5 for the PC, which I thoroughly enjoy to this day.
I got it for free. I got it for my birthday. Nice. About bloody, like, good. What?
All right.
Like, I'm glad because I already paid for it on the 360 and on the Xbox One. I wasn't going to buy it on PC as well. But I got it for free. So, that's cool.
What did you enjoy this year, last year?
Right, well, I very much enjoyed the controversial Batman Arkham Knight.
Yes, the controversial PC release. But yes. You had the...
I played the console version.
So you had it easy.
I had smooth sailing for the entire game. And it's phenomenal. It was awesome. So that... Now, on the other end, I mean, I know that, like, The Witcher came out and Metal Gear Solid 5 came out, and these are games that a lot of people enjoyed, but I didn't get to play them, so that's off my list. Anyways, Fallout 4, as you guys know, I pre-ordered the Pip-Boy Edition, everything, I got that. But I've barely played it. I have barely touched that game, which is why Batman wins.
Well, heard it here first.
Fallout is an amazing game. I absolutely love it. I've always loved it.
What about that other game?
There was another game? Oh shit, what did I forget?
The one that ends with Oz 3.
Ah, that's a good game. Just Cause 3. That's a good game. I got that for free as well. Actually, you know, I'd probably say I liked... Oh, another game! Mad Max. Mad Max came out this year.
It did too.
Mad Max is very fun. I probably like that more than Just Cause 3. Coincidentally, they're made by the same company.
They're both good games. We'll go with
both
that.
Both good games. There you go. They make good games.
Honorable mentions. Studios.
Honorable mentions. Actually, Mad Max is probably second place above Fallout, just because I still haven't touched Fallout, really. So, yeah.
Well, as before, I mentioned that our channels were gaming channels. You know what?
Segway of the year.
Segway of the year. We should talk about the best videos of our channels this year.
Of games. Whoa.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily. Segue wasn't as good as you thought.
It will be. Let's start off with the communal channel, TLG. Well, if I would have to choose...
Pick your top four. if you want the joke, that we uploaded four videos on the channel in the entire year.
Well, yes, but... I, in fact, thoroughly enjoyed the making and the watching of the stream ad that was meant to be temporary, but just ended up being so good that we had to keep it. Otherwise, we would have had three videos that year.
We've had a few stream ads. Normally, they come up either the day before or the same day as the stream, but we used to pull them off afterwards. But we put some effort into this one, making an actual comedic video.
Skit, so to speak.
Yeah, a gamer skit.
Yes.
And it was very funny, so we had to keep that up on the channel. It's still there. It's called Ended. We are streaming. Great name.
It is in fact a great name.
So you pick that as your favorite video?
I would pick that, but a close second would be the TLG podcast ad that I made.
Yes.
And released on like every single channel ever.
Yeah. I had nothing to do with it. I wasn't even there at the making of it. But it's still on my channel giving me... I was about to say revenue, but no, it's not. Never mind.
Who makes money on YouTube these days?
Me, not really.
I've made like 61 cents.
I think I've made 3. Congrats.
It's good. It's good.
Here's the funny thing about our channel this year. We had 2 videos that went for a minute and a half and 2 videos that went for an hour. That's the range you've got there. It's either you're watching for 10 seconds or you're watching for a lifetime. So that was interesting. Shall we move on to specific channels?
We should. I believe I should start by saying my favorite videos on your channel.
Oh, thank you, good sir.
Because I, in fact, enjoyed a couple of... I enjoyed the videos that you made last year.
I would have enjoyed your videos if you'd made some.
I'm sorry,
I'll stop with the roast. It's overcooked. I'm
just gonna leave now. This is
it. Hang on, here we go. I hear him leaving. Come back.
I'm back.
Wow, he just shifted through the door. He didn't even leave. What? Okay.
Anyway, probably my favorite video of your channel of 2015 would be your FNAF Part 4 video.
And why might that be?
That might actually be because it was, in fact, probably the funniest video that I've ever witnessed. Ever.
And also because 90% of it was you being funny. That's why you picked it, because it's all about you and not me.
I mean, can you disagree that it was a bad video?
Well, I'm pretty sure that last time we did a the first podcast that we uploaded...
Didn't we advertise? Was recorded
just after filming that.
It was too.
Well, there's some history for you guys. Hopefully you've seen the video since in between these two podcasts. Yes. Very funny. Very funny. I don't normally tell somebody that my video is funny because then nobody laughs and I cry. But that video... We laughed so hard making that.
We spent so long editing it because it was a very long video.
Very long video.
And we edited it down to 20 minutes, was it?
Yeah, 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
Out of over 2 hours of footage.
And
shows
because it was so compressed, all the jokes were just back to back.
Yeah, it was pretty much no actual footage of gameplay. Maybe the first 2 minutes.
There were some gameplay moments in there.
But basically... It's just a montage of you doing weird things in the face cam and the camera just like suddenly zooming in on you and spinning around and all this stupid stuff.
And then we get jump scared a couple times.
Oh, good times. Good times. What a great game.
Anyway, maybe you should state some of your favorite videos.
Of yours?
Of mine, maybe. I don't know. Some
of yours? Well...
Maybe TLG. Did you enjoy any of the TLG ones?
Oh, of course. Oh, it's just been you talking for so long. Oh, I've already forgotten. Yeah, I like those ones that you said because I don't have much other choice to pick from. I could pick the stream we did, except I fucking hated that stream.
I remember that stream. That was not pleasant.
No, it was bloody awful. Or I could pick the podcast that we uploaded on YouTube as well. That was fun.
No, I enjoyed that.
I enjoyed that podcast. If I didn't, I'd probably be talking to myself right now in my bedroom instead of with another human being in my bedroom talking to me.
I mean, two grown men in a bedroom together at midnight.
Both staring at a...
long black object.
Yeah, it's pointy.
Yes.
Well, now that that happened, yeah, I don't know. I don't really need to talk about TLG. You've said everything that needs to be said. Your videos, early on in the year, you did a bunch of CSGO case unboxings.
Mm-hmm.
They were all of equal quality. I liked all of them, especially the one where you praised Gaben for like 5 minutes. I don't really remember which number that was. 4?
I honestly don't remember.
That was funny anyway. But I remember specifically watching the first one because I was like, hey, look at that. He's doing actual commentary.
Yeah.
You were energetic.
I would say that...
That was a big
My CSGO case opening montages actually... Like, I actually put... Like, voice came out of my mouth. And like...
I've never heard of such things. Please demonstrate some more.
And what happened was like... I felt like I was actually entertained by it. Which brought out more energy and like... Exactly. Made the video more pleasant.
Hmm. So I really like that. Other videos. We're not going to talk about that video that you know I'm going to talk about because that's off limits.
It's off limits. We've agreed beforehand that video is off limits.
I don't want to kill Simmy on...
I mean, you already did that. Actually, I don't think I ever uploaded that. We don't talk about...
What are we talking about here?
Storm.exe.
No, I did kill you. I killed you in the realistic summer sports.
Oh, you did too.
Anyway, more on that in a minute. Yes, Storm.exe.
Storm.exe.
I was messaging him on Facebook. Storm came in. He got spooked. He said the storm was really bad where he was, so I said, film it. So he gets his phone out, opens up the window, and just a bunch of rain flies into his room, and he shuts the window and just ends the video.
Now I go on and unplug my PC for a dramatic effect.
Well, just wait.
Yes, carry on.
Just wait. That was the end of the video, and I laughed and laughed and said, "You have to upload that." So we discussed it a bit, and then you filmed a couple more scenes at the end to make it a proper video and uploaded it. It was hilarious.
It was
so funny.
The best part was that uploaded, and 20 minutes later, I lost power for 4 days.
Oh no! That was the great storm of 2015.
It was.
Oh jeez, that was so bad. Oh, candlelit dinners and playing board games every night because there was no TV. Oh, Scrabble is not fun. I'm never playing Scrabble again.
We should make a video of playing Scrabble.
Let's play Scrabble.
Let's play Scrabble.
Scrabble the video game?
No, Scrabble the board game.
Oh, Jesus. So, that was another great one. In terms of the other really funny videos on your channel, they were group effort videos, so we can both discuss them now.
Yes.
We took a return to two games we played back in 2014 that we had a lot of fun with.
They were great games, and we decided to go back to them.
One of them was because
we didn't complete it.
The first time was we didn't complete it, and you managed to break half of your house playing it.
And close the game somehow.
Yeah. And the other game, didn't I close the game?
No, the other game...
I did. I closed the game at the end, and you may have corrupted the video.
But we did finish the Let's Play. That was at the end of the Let's Play.
Good times.
Good times. So if you haven't figured out, it was Double Hitler and Realistic Summer Sports Simulator.
Both great games, especially Realistic Summer Sports Simulator. And we had heaps of fun recording them again. We finished Double Hitler this time.
We sure did.
Yeah. And
I think it only took like 3 tries or something like that.
It took us like a 40-minute recording session the first time. We didn't even finish it, which was cut down to 20 minutes.
Yeah, I believe.
And then Realistic Summer Sports Simulator. Do you want to point out the tiny little big thing that you did?
Get it? Point out?
Oh!
See what you did there?
You found a thing that neither of us even knew you could do.
Yes! I found a way in the settings where you just click on a button and it's called Turbo. And it makes the game run... I'm not sure what the actual thing is, so I'm just going to call it twice as fast.
Yeah.
And it just makes everything absolutely fantastical.
That's not what I was talking about, though.
You weren't?
Did we even upload the Turbo stuff?
Yeah, we did.
I don't remember. What I'm talking about is how you managed to somehow kill your character. We're doing the pole vault one.
Not pole vault. The tossing of the spear.
Ah.
I don't...
Yeah, not pole vault. Javelin throw.
Javelin.
He managed to somehow spear himself onto the javelin and throw himself like 500 meters.
And then land and somehow crash the game.
I forgot about the game crash. And I won by default.
You won by default, therefore you got to kill me on video.
Yeah, I broke your neck, didn't I?
Yep.
Beautiful.
It was quite expensive to get that fixed, you know?
Yeah. I'm sorry, there was hair in my mouth. That still is. Ah, quick, Siri, talk.
Well, anyway, they were two good videos. You know what else I liked on my video, other than Cardboard Man?
Cardboard Man?
I didn't enjoy Cardboard Man, but other than Cardboard Man, I did, in fact, technically, this was still 3 hours before 2016. So, the 2015 recap that I made, I spent a very large amount of hours. If you have followed my Twitter, hashtag follow my Twitter, please.
Wait, you were tweeting about it?
I did tweet about it.
No, I didn't read it. Oops.
Anyway, it took me a very large amount of hours, and it ended up coming out fairly decent. Like,
indeed.
It was actually a solid video.
I enjoyed it. It was very good.
As opposed to my 2014 recap, which was way too long.
Let's not dwell on the fact that I'm also currently making a 2015 Best of video.
You are?
Yeah.
Hashtag hype.
Not that you'd know about it, because it's been a month and a half since 2016 started. I just haven't had the time to do stuff. Bunch of things went wrong, but that video is still being made and coming out. So that's gonna happen. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, there we go. That was the best of 2015. And do you have anything else to...
About my channel, obviously.
Oh, there's more.
FNAF 4.
Yes.
Part 4. Not 4. Yes. That game's probably 7 years of uploads away. What was I going to say? Ah, yes. Now let's talk about the forbidden subject.
But it's still forbidden.
My video's not. Yours is. Fine. Because yours was...
Fine.
Oh, shit. Wow. Oh, I uploaded a lot of videos last year. First off, Video Game the Game.
That was 2014, wasn't it?
That was 2015, I believe. It was very early. That was January.
Oh, well, there you go.
Game of the Year. Just 10 out of 10 game. I don't know why I gave Batman Game of the Year when really Video Game the Game.
Didn't Video Game the Game come out in 2014?
13, I think.
All
right. No, irrelevant. Great game. I did a funny thing at the end where I ran off and screamed. And then Simi was like, hey, look, a game called Trosh. Let's upload that and do the exact same thing. So I...
It was like a repetitive movie trope.
I, being the mature person that I am, took a lot of offense and decided to also play Trosh and basically just be very mean.
Pretty much.
Just copy you and make... mean jokes about you. There was a drawing of a penis in every single shot of that video. Like, Microsoft Paint sort of thing, drawn penis. And then I was drawing small penises and saying they were yours. Basically, the most mature video that will ever be on my channel, ever. It was great, though.
I'm legitimately crying right now.
It was pretty funny.
Like, you can't see it because it's a podcast, but tears are rolling down my face.
I mean, I got the only approval I'll ever need, which was Isaac's, who said, that was the best video you've made. Which is funny because it was made with the idea of it being stupid nonsense. That was like, it's just like, why'd you make that? But I don't know. It was funny.
That's quite a coincidence because a game that was meant to be really serious became stupid nonsense and was also one of the best things that you ever made.
What are we talking about now?
I'm referencing the Fallout, not Fallout, FNAF 4. FNAF Part 4.
Well...
We've already talked about that, though.
Well, I mean, that's a game that's meant to be laughed at, because you're meant to laugh at people screaming at it.
I suppose.
But anyway...
Carrying on.
I don't know, I think we're good on that department. What else have we got?
As I was just making the segue, I was midway through making the segue before you... I'm sorry.
I rudely interrupted. Let me. I now face.
You knocked the table.
I just bumped. I'm sorry.
Rip.
Rip headphones.
All right. Well, as I was saying, we've just explained the best of 2015.
Yes.
You know what we should also explain? Speak.
Okay. The not so great, good, awesome parts. Of the year.
So my worst mistake that I made was my GTA 5 series.
Oh, you were hyping that up for a long time.
My GTA 5 hype video.
Yeah, you even made
it. I really liked that video, but you hated it for some reason.
I said it was fucking dumb. It didn't need to be made. And in the end, I suppose I was right. Because, well, okay. Basically, he made a couple of minute long video about how excited he was to make a series on GTA 5. You continue now on what actually happened.
What actually happened was I started the series literally as soon as GTA 5 came out. It came out like 9 a.m.
Yeah, he installed it.
I decrypted the preload or whatever.
Yeah.
That sounds sexual, but moving on. As soon as the game started, I started recording. And I had the intent of recording the entirety of GTA 5 and making a Let's Play out of it.
As you do.
As people do. But then what happened was I actually wanted to hear the story of the GTA 5. So whenever there was anything anyone was speaking, I was completely silent. So I was pretty much adding nothing to the GTA.
Yeah.
Essentially, I was not there.
And then we got to go to your other problem, which was you were running out of space on your hard drive to actually record it.
Yes, because for the 4 hours of GTA 5 that I recorded, it ended up taking like 800 gigabytes of data on my hard drives.
Good times, right?
So, I killed that series. I still have to release the third part, which I actually have edited and rendered now.
Yeah,
so.
Well, apparently you're uploading it in 360p.
I am doing that because screw uploading a 1 hour video in that.
Uploaded in 720.
It would literally take a million years.
Either way.
What was your worst moment?
Worst moment is the exact same fucking thing. Now, I've been meaning to make a video about this on my channel, but neither of us have been very active lately on our channels.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't yet had the chance to talk about it. I will make a vlog about it. But, so I made one episode of Fallout, and I was, of course, saying, oh, Fallout 4 just came out. Oh, I'm going to be doing lots of videos on it. Of course, I'm doing a full Let's Play. Yeah, a full Let's Play of like a million hour long game. So what happened? I recorded the first episode. It was about 2 or 3 weeks until I was able to record the next one, which is bad. And then, basically, I don't get the chance to record very often, which is a big problem I have at the moment. And when I was actually playing Fallout 4, I just wanted to play it. Because I found from my first two episodes that I recorded, my commentary, like yours, as you were saying, was very lackluster and pretty shit. It was also a problem with, I hadn't been recording very much lately, and I'd kind of gone out of touch with actually having stuff to talk about when I was playing it. And also, you know, when you're doing hour-long videos, your commentary runs dry. And so, basically, I just wasn't enjoying recording the game. I just wanted to play it. So,
that I recorded. That is exactly how I felt.
I recorded, I think.
And you know what the irony is?
What?
You were hyping at the start of Fallout 4 that, like, as you were saying,
that I wasn't going to do what you did?
That you weren't going to do what I did with GTA.
Literally straight away did it.
Literally recorded like the first two episodes and then killed it.
It's okay, we can shake hands and say that we both made mistakes. You can't hear it? Hang on, let's make some. That was us handshaking. And nothing else. But yeah, so I think I did a third recording session because the holidays came around. Yes, and right. I was like, woohoo! And I had 2 weeks when my parents weren't around where I didn't record much at all. And so I recorded like a 2 hour session of that. I was actually getting some fairly good commentary in, I think. I progressed in the game because my first two episodes I'd pretty much done nothing.
Oh, is this the great incident of...
The great incident where I got to a certain glitch. Bethesda games, they're known for having bugs and glitches. Mm-hmm. I found one wonderful glitch, which I didn't realize was a glitch. Otherwise, I would have closed the game and reopened it, which is of your health steadily decreasing constantly. So I'm in a big fight in this warehouse. No spoilers. It's just there's a big battle going on. This isn't even part of the main campaign. This is just the thing. I'm shooting up everybody, and my health is just constantly going down. I was thinking, has there been like a gas leak? Is that the problem? Am I meant to not be here? And so I left. I walked outside, still just going down. So I'm pumping these Stimpak health kits into me, constantly still going down. And I realized, oh yeah, I read about this. This is a glitch. So I used up all of my health kits. And then I thought, right, well, now I'm just pissed off. And I don't want to record it anymore. So about a month passed. I turned on the game again. And I played it without recording it. And you know what? Had a ball. Had a fucking great time playing it. So, unfortunately, your GTA series, my Fallout series, they will not continue. However, I don't know about you, but I will be continuing my series in a different form.
Which... Dicking around in the world, perhaps?
Yes, a sort of funny moments thing.
Yes, yes.
And once I've gotten through the main game and done some side quests, I'll be making funny moments videos to do with mods, which is also good that I'm giving it a while so I can wait for a bunch of stupid ass mods to come through so I can make funny videos with mods.
That is, in fact, a great idea.
That will be the continuation of my Fallout series so that I do at least get some footage of the game out there.
I suppose I could do some... Maybe videos of us playing online or something.
Yes,
like that.
On GTA. That I would be... very much like to do that.
That would be a great idea.
And also I have got planned, I've already done a slight showcase of this in my 30-second video I uploaded a few weeks ago of modding GTA 5.
Was that a mod? I thought it was just Rockstar Editor.
Oh, no, that was... a bunch of mods turned on.
Oh, righto.
So what happened was I was messing around with mods because I was like, hey, I have a PC, I should mod games. So I turned on a bunch of these mods, and then I accidentally pressed a button to turn on the Rockstar video editor recording.
Yep.
And I was looking around, and I could not for the life of me find the button to turn it off. Like, I even was pressing the button that I knew turns it off, and it just was constantly recording 30-second videos. So I was like, well, I have all these mods turned on. I may as well test out the editor and just... So basically, I was in a flying car mod, so I was flying around. I had a weapon mod that is a gun that shoots cars. So that's what happened. I was flying around shooting cars, and then I went and tested out the editor, and I uploaded it, because why not? Well, so anyway, I'll make modded funny moments videos.
Yay.
I have plans.
Happy times.
Yay.
We have run out of topics.
Have we? Let me just... Well, we haven't talked about that topic. It's called a lot of shit, because I still don't know what that means.
That was when you were in pre-show, or what before, you said, and I asked what happened in the podcast that shall not be uploaded, you said a lot of shit.
Beautiful. Do you want to talk about that? A lot of shit happened. There we go. Topic ended.
Bang.
Bang. So, are you saying that this is time to end the podcast?
We have about 4 minutes left on the podcast, Team Eater.
Till what?
Till it reaches 1 hour.
1 hour? Oh, wow. Wow. We did a good time. I thought this was going to be like a 2 hour thing.
Exactly. Wow. I've been paying attention to the Meter podcast.
Well, that shows I've been having a good time, or maybe that it's been really excruciatingly slow and boring, because it felt like it was 2 hours.
Exactly.
It was the first one, just for the record. It wasn't boring. I hope you guys didn't find it boring. If you did...
Maybe we should record ourselves playing with this here pen. There you go.
Nice.
Best podcast 2016.
Yeah. So if you guys found the podcast boring, my message to you is...
Why did you listen for an entire hour?
My message to you is...
Why are you still here?
Like, I can say whatever the fuck I want because you didn't actually listen to the end anyway. If you found it boring, you probably left at the start.
Like, you wouldn't have listened for an entire hour.
Yeah.
And then listened to this bit, so fuck off.
So yeah, so my message to all of you, fans and non-fans alike... Go fuck yourself.
Unless you enjoyed the podcast, in which case, we love you.
Go fuck yourself in a good way. Like,
exactly.
Like, damn, that felt good. Ooh, that gave me shivers.
Anyway, I think we should start wrapping up this podcast.
Wrapping, eh?
Yes. Are you suggesting what I'm thinking?
What do you suggest thinking?
I'm suggest thinking that we should, in fact...
Wrap
this podcast up.
Oh. Well, that was a big barrel of disappointment. Okay.
Or maybe we could wrap it up by rapping.
Do you want me to beatbox? I can say boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats really quickly. Boots and cats and boots and cats.
Maybe not. Maybe, just possibly... I could just say thank you all for watching, listening, if you're watching this on YouTube, in which case you're still probably listening because it's not really watching.
I have something to say.
Yes, what do you have to say?
I'm going to come in real close.
All right.
To tell you guys.
And then stop killing everyone with headphones.
See, the lovely thing about this is that I'm just tapping it super lightly.
Like, it's the lightest tap. Yeah,
it barely even makes a noise to us. But to you guys, it's like...
It's like... <"Arr!" laughs>
So anyway, thank you guys so much for listening.
This has been the second/third, we shall not speak about the second, but technically second installment of the Lost TLG podcast.
The TLG podcast, the wonderful mess that it is.
Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you all in the next thingamajubalaba.
Oh, we'll see them, will we? We'll see them? In an audio podcast? You're gonna bring this up again? I will kill you!
Bye!